One of the things I hated the most about trying to get hired in industry was knowing what to expect. How many resumes do I need to upload? How specifically do I need to target my resume? How many people do I need to reach out to before someone finally gets back to me or gives me a referral? And the advice I always got was so general, it wasn't helpful at all, right? Like, go network. How much? More. How do I target my resume? Use the words from the job posting. Okay, how many? 70%, try that. By the way, a lot of gurus today will just blindly say, 70% of the skills have to be on your resume or the words. That's wrong, by the way. It's just a general number they're giving you. So what are the real numbers, right? The real numbers that can be backed up, that are accurate, that are precise. There are many. There are very many real precise numbers that will help you in today's job market in 2024. So here's a deep dive into some statistics and what they mean for job seekers like you. Okay, so first, the current data suggests that the ideal number of resumes to submit to secure a job ranges between 21 and 80. That's the range. With 50, yes, right on 50, 50, believe it or not, being the median. This is in multiple sources, but was reviewed very nicely in Zipia at the end of last year. This highlights the importance of persistence and volume in your job search strategy. Rather than getting discouraged after a few applications, prepare to play the long game, right? Ensuring each resume is tailored and of high quality. You can't just shotgun 50 resumes. Those have to be high quality resumes. That ranges to help guide you on quality more than anything else. Second, to pass through the modern resume filtering systems effectively, the keyword density of words from the job posting to your resume has to be between 0.5% and 2%. This means that a two-word keyword needs to appear at least 2 to 3 times on your resume to be registered by the ATS. This precise targeting ensures that your resume aligns closely with the job requirements and stands a better chance of getting noticed by these automated systems. To target your resume correctly, aim to include at least 10 words from the job posting. 10, but at that right density, 0.5% to 2%. This strategy enhances the relevance of your resume to the specific position and increases the likelihood of it passing through the ATS system, right? The applicant tracking system software, ATS. Third, a 10% response rate. That's it. From reaching out to new people on LinkedIn is considered very good. This means that if you message 10 people, getting reply from at least one of them, like an actual message in return, is a positive outcome. This statistic underscores the importance of networking and reaching out, but also sets realistic expectations for response rates. Okay, as far as people just connecting back with you, though, achieving a 33% rate of those connecting back on LinkedIn, even without sending messages, is considered good. So you want to get about a third of the people that you connect with to connect back with you more over time. This is like within the first few weeks after you sent the connection request. This highlights the significance of building your network too, slowly over time. These connections can open doors to new opportunities and insights, but you got to get started now. LinkedIn allows you to reach out to up to 50 new connections per day on the free account. This figure underscores the platform's emphasis on networking as a pivotal part of the job search process. And most people barely do that, right? In practice, very few tap into this potential, with the average user reaching out to fewer than 5 new connections daily. 5, they could do 45 more. This gap highlights a significant opportunity for proactive job seekers like us. Fourth, submitting your resume from Sunday night to Monday night increases your odds of getting an interview by 43% compared to other times of the week. This can be due to less competition during these times, but really what it's due to is what the data shows is that the employers, the hiring managers, they get in at the beginning of the week, they collect all the resumes they're gonna call for that week, and they spend Tuesday to the rest of the week making calls and having interviews. Fifth, the ideal rate at which job seekers should receive a job offer after an interview is 25%, okay? This statistic can help gauge the effectiveness of your interview preparation and performance. So you have an interview to get through, to get a job offer is only 25%. On top of that, experiencing 3 rejections after the second interview or later is common. 3, that'll happen 3 times. Those are the painful ones. This fact serves as a reminder that rejections are a normal part of the job search process and should not deter you from continuing your efforts. Understanding these data points can significantly enhance the strategy and effectiveness of your job search. By adapting your approach according to these insights to this data, you can increase your chances of success in this increasingly competitive job market in 2024. Okay, and having the right expectations will keep you energized so you can keep going no matter what happens to you. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.